Hello, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. America is back. That's what happened. After an eight-year, amoral, apathetic reaction to evil on Earth, to the diminution of America as a force for good in the world under Barack Obama and the Democrats, things are changing. And another remarkable achievement of this president. Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. Elections have consequences, as the cliche goes. Cliches are usually true. They're only cliches because they're said so often. Well, it's a remarkable day because just now Neil Gorsuch was confirmed after the Republicans invoked what's called the nuclear option. You should know, though, that unless I have my facts wrong, and these are new facts, in other words, they're new facts to me. I have just come to realize that filibustering of Supreme Court justices only began in 1949. It's not like a tradition has been, not a tradition or even a law has been violated that goes back to the beginnings of the Supreme Court. That's not the case. Also, just be aware, this is very important to note, at this point, or as people say redundantly, at this point in time, at this point, there would be no Supreme Court justices appointed if this had not been invoked. That's just the way it is. Republicans' nominees would not be acceptable to Democrats, and Democrats' nominees would not be acceptable to Republicans. There is a civil war in the country. If you deny it, it's because it's too painful to confront, but there is, between the left and the rest of the country. I won't even say the left and the right. There is between left and liberals. Leftism is a new force in this country and a very, very powerful one. But it is less powerful today than it was yesterday because of Neil Gorsuch, although that only restores the Supreme Court to what it was before Antonin Scalia died. So leftists should not be in mourning. They are always in mourning. There's always an existential crisis for people on the left. It must be a very difficult thing to be on the left. You think the world is going to come to an end. It's just they do. They really do. It's amazing. I think that that's superstition. It's on the level to me of superstition that carbon emissions will destroy life on Earth. I really do. It's mind-boggling that serious people believe such a farce. But anyway, at this point, no nominee is acceptable to the other party. And that's the way it is. Therefore, Senate votes, what will happen is, to a large extent, voting for senator will be determined by many voters in states as revolving around the Supreme Court. Whoever has the Supreme Court and the presidency. If you have the Senate and you don't have the presidency, then you can block every one of the president's appointees. And theoretically, you could have a court going down to from 9 to 8 to 7, possibly to 6 in the course of an eight-year term. So you need the Senate and you need the presidency in order to get a Supreme Court justice appointed at this time, making the Senate votes, the vote for your senator, even more important. Now on to Syria. I'll get back to that later, but now on to Syria. It has transformed, at least for the time being, and I think for a fairly serious amount of time, it has transformed people's perceptions of Donald Trump around the world and the United States. That's why I began by saying America is back. When the United States is a force for good, the world gets better. Barack Obama supervised the slaughter of vast numbers of people. He didn't will it, he didn't want it, but he, to a certain extent, made it possible. How? In the very beginning, he could have, in fact, aided the non-ISIS opposition to Bashar Assad. That is what many of us, including myself, called for. But he didn't. He was also silent during the uprising in Iran. The single most important thing we could do on earth is get rid of the regime in Iran. There is no close second. Well, that's not true. That's not true. The North Korean regime as well. But Iran is a bigger player here. And Iran and North Korea are in cahoots. This is what we have in the world today, and the perception of Donald Trump has been transformed. It's the first time, obviously, since he has become president, that a decision that he has made has been praised by anyone on the left, and it has been widely praised by people on the left. And the reason is, it is almost impossible to know what happened and say we should do nothing. The big loser in this in America, the big loser, talk about Russia, there's a lot to talk about, obviously, but is the reputation of Barack Obama, because everyone, even the liberal media and even the left-wing media, contrast what Donald Trump did to what Barack Obama did not do. His reputation should, in fact, be diminished because he was the most damaging individual in American history to America. Not just the most damaging president. It is difficult for me to overstate the damage that Barack Obama did to this country. The racial divide is in large measure his doing. It was much less intense than before. They're trying to undo so much of the damage. His having the Justice Department warn colleges that they better prosecute more males at their colleges for alleged instances of sexual assault has perverted what has happened on colleges. His buying into every left-wing lie, like the culture of rape, did terrible damage to this country. It's part of the reason, not the only, that's the colleges themselves ultimately at fault, but part of the reason for the disrepute of the universities today. But that is another issue for another time. This was a statement that the United States is run by, as many have put it, there is a new sheriff in town. And the message is there. But you know, I have to say, my favorite part of this, other than hitting a monster, Assad, he's a monster, Ibn Monster, the monster, the son of a monster. It passes on. It's like in North Korea, in Syria, it passes on the gene of sadism. That's what it is. There's a sadistic gene, apparently, in some people, and it exists in the North Korean family of the Kims and the Assads. In Syria. These are the scum of the earth. And it's nothing is as good as moral clarity. And that's what is available here. But here is my favorite aspect aside from all the international ramifications. Another left-wing hysteria is being put to bed. Remember, the left uses hysteria as its modus operandi, the hysteria over Trump's ties to Putin. There was no evidence of it. With all the screaming about it, there was never a shred of evidence about it. And now in one fell swoop, he did the most anti-Putin thing he could do.